Dang dogs.
Dang dogs.
They're up there learning that third language.
English, no doubt.
Welcome to episode 176 of the On Court Gamers. We got gaming news and Jeff's got a trifecta of Jeff's Corner. So let's get the ball rolling.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dan.
And I'm eating carrots.
Carrots for your eyes. Actually, not a good source of vitamins for your eyes. From what I've heard.
Have you ever seen a rabbit wear glasses?
No.
No, exactly.
I think they die.
Exactly.
Yes.
A real rabbit?
Yes.
What?
Animals can end up with bad eyesight.
You seen a rabbit with glasses?
Yes.
I have seen it. You put like goggles on dogs and stuff like that. Have you ever seen that?
That doesn't count. It doesn't count because it ruins my joke.
How about this for ruining your joke? PlayStation Plus lineup for March 2018. It's a doozy.
All right. Why don't you share that doozy with me?
I'm going to go from stuff I don't know about and worse to best. Okay?
Okay.
Now, granted, a lot of the stuff is going to be cross-platform by, so but whatever. For the Vita, Bombing Busters. I don't know.
You know what that is? No?
No.
No?
No.
That no, sounds like a Mega Man game.
It's actually, from what I understand, it's more like a Bomberman ripoff.
Okay. Cross between Bomberman and Mega Man. Got it.
Claire Extended Cut, which is like a 2D horror game. Mm-hmm. This is a game I've looked at and like, it reminds me of Home. The game Home or, what's the game where the guy has a face mask but it just looks like a giant smile and he's trapped in his hotel room? It's another 2D horror game. It's weird and trippy and, like, makes no sense. Actually, we played it on game days a while back. Anyway, those are the quote-unquote Vita offerings. For the PlayStation 3, Legend of K. I don't know.
Legend of Cain?
K.
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 The letter K?
K-A-Y. And everybody's favorite game, Mighty No. 9.
No way! Is that really free now?
Yeah, it's going to be free in March.
Oh, cool, dude. I've been wanting to play that game.
Are you excited?
Well, I've been wanting to play the game. I just didn't want to pay for it.
All right, fair enough. Now for the two top, the ones getting everybody's attention for the PS4, the Ratchet & Clank remaster that came out not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, everybody's talking about how great that was. And finally, Bloodborne. For sure, dude. Bloodborne.
It's like super old now and I still haven't finished it.
Yes, it is super old now, but it's still beloved by the PlayStation community.
That's a pretty big game to give away, dude.
Dude, that and Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank too.
Like two AAA games. But I also got some bad news for PlayStation Plus.
Huh? What, it's raising the prices? I don't care about that. $5 a month, a year?
Sony has officially announced they will stop supporting free PlayStation 3 and Vita games for PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
No.
And Vita.
No, but I have so many of them and I haven't played them.
No, you can still play them. They're just not. They're going to stop adding them.
God, dude, thank you.
They're going to stop being free ones. And that's going to happen March 8th.
I honestly don't care about that.
Of 2019.
I don't care about it even more now.
Still got a whole year. They tell us a year ahead of time so we can stop. So we have a whole year to cry about it. And not get angry about it.
They better give us some really good Vita games.
I mean, it is better than having them announce it 1 month before. So
yeah. No official statement as to what that means for the free games lineup in the future. People are speculating, does that mean they're going to not do 6 free games? Are they going to do more PS4 games and PSVR games? We'll see.
Yeah. I just love the transparency, man.
Yeah. I think everybody likes that. And The Witcher 2 and more 360 games are getting Xbox One X enhancements. You know they did this?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know about this either, but apparently 360 games, including Crackdown, Fable, Forza Horizon, and stuff like that. Apparently there's a list of games that already do this, but I didn't even hear about this before. They have enhancements that include increased resolution, anti-aliasing, higher pixel counts, increased texture details, and more by default. Hmm. Who knew? That's a cool feature that I'm surprised I never heard about.
Just doesn't, huh?
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's cool. It's nice.
I don't know how they do it, because, I mean, wouldn't that stuff have to be built into the game?
I would assume so, yeah. It seems a little strange, but whatever. I mean, maybe it does a... If it knows the game's on there, like maybe it'll do a little patch or something.
Maybe it does an upscaling thing.
Upscaling doesn't work for me, because it's not the same. You can tell it's different. You can tell, man. But that's my humble opinion, huh?
You guys remember last week we talked about how Activision might be doing the Spyro HD Remaster Trilogy?
Yeah.
Well, Activision has said... that they are looking... They're talking about the forecast for games. You know, they're going to do more DLC for Destiny, and, you know, Blizzard's coming out with the new dad or whatever, and, like, we're also looking at some of our legacy IP for remasters and stuff like that. Some people are taking that as, like, a nod to, like, oh, yeah, they're looking at it. They're looking at the Spyro trilogy. You heard it here first, boys.
It's happening.
Reddit user something 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 probably cracked it, the code.
Someone called me a Reddit user at work. I was offended.
Like an insult?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you dirty Reddit
user. Oh, you're a Reddit user, aren't you? What? No, I mean, sometimes it like links me to Reddit and for answers that I want. It's like, oh, no, you go on there every day, huh? You got an account and everything. And I was just like, what? Why is this an insult? Like, but it sounded so insulting, man, the way he said it. And I was like, is this a bad thing to be on Reddit? Is it really that bad?
I don't know. I mean, it's better
than... You get answers on Reddit, man. It happens.
But are you getting correct answers?
I don't know. My whole life is a lie.
And one more piece of news I think you might like. Well, first of all, Metal Gear Survive. I don't remember.
Yeah, really great reviews, by the way.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Nah, it's been a pretty bad review.
Hmm?
Where have you been seeing
reviews? 9 out of 10, homie.
Metal Gear Survive?
Yeah. The one you were playing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gave it a 9 out of 10?
Anyway, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but they do have DLC, well, not DLC, microtransactions, like, you know, paying $10 to get a second save slot. Or a third, or a fourth, yeah. Every $10 for each save slot after the first one. Or, you know, apparently you have these party loadouts you can send out or whatever into the game.
Yeah.
Having to pay extra to get more of those, too.
I'm sorry, 8.5 out of 10.
Who?
WCCF Tech.
Who's that?
I don't know, dude. I just saw it.
Somebody paid by Konami Productions?
Your cat's clawing my head!
Trying to get to that good...
Because I showered!
Good meaty stuff in the middle.
I shouldn't shower before I come here.
But apparently some people are saying that somebody put a little note for Konami
in the game. Mixed reviews here, dude.
Mixed reviews.
Oh, GameSpot gave it the lowest, dude. 5.5 out of 10? That's my jam right there.
Wow.
IGN gave it a 6.5. Interesting.
All right, so there's a part in the opening where there's, like, a list of names, like, soldier names, stuff mm-hmm. like that. It has little, like, you know, KIA or AWOL, whatever, stuff like that. And on this list of name, if you took out certain sections, if you started the first letter of the last names, stuff like that, so all of this is basically from the first letter of the last names. I think at the beginning you get MG, and those two names are KIA, Killed in Action, so MG for Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get KJP Forever, which is Kojima Productions Forever. That's what people are taking that as. And then underneath that, there's two names. And the actual names are Bastard Yoda and Cunning Yuji. Now, Yota and Yuji... Yota Tsutsumizaki and producer Yuji Korekado are both listed as AWOL. And these are both people that used to work on the Metal Gear franchise and came back to produce and direct Metal Gear Survive. So somebody implemented these names in there. People are taking this as like a somebody that was working on the production that was like, you know, Metal Gear's dead. They killed it. You know, Kojima Productions forever. These two guys that, you know, they... These traitors. These traitors right here. Bastard and cunning.
I like that, dude.
I thought you might like that.
That's great that someone would do that. But there's been other instances too. I remember reading something about this where people would put like secret stuff in the game without, you know, like any of the other developers knowing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, dude.
But basically just a lot more bad news after that, though. Actually, I'm running out of my news. The ESRB is adding in-game purchases to games that have loot boxes. It's actually not too bad.
The ESRB? The rating system?
Yeah, the rating system. The regulation board. Entertainment, something regulation board. So they're adding in-game purchases, you know, it says like fantasy violence, sexual content, in-game purchases. Whatever, if it's going to have loot boxes and stuff like that. Oh, I see, okay. Yeah. Also, there's been a proposed tax levy for M-rated video games because of all of those darn school shootings and a senator that has, like, a senator from Rhode Island, a representative from
Rhode Island. That's the smallest state.
Yeah. It has tax, raised a tax, proposed a raise in tax on M-rated video games to fund mental health provisions in schools.
Okay, I don't like that.
This is the Republican member for the Rhode Island State House, Robert Nardolillo.
Now let's impeach that guy.
Has plans to increase the tax in games with ratings of M or higher by 10%.
And that's a huge amount.
This has to do
with... That's $6 per game, dude.
It basically has to do with the shooting, stuff like that. President Trump, you know, recently said that, you know, it's because of video games, violent video games.
Of course it's because of video games.
Right, and he's like...
Yeah, because there wasn't any shootings before video games.
And, you know,
there wasn't any massacres before video games either, right?
Or
any wars?
The Rhode Island...
Huh? Or any bombings? Huh? Hawaii, people!
Rhode Island representative said he had, you know, there was two reports that show that there was an increase in violence because of people who played violent video games. Despite, you know, the tens of reports saying the contrary from, like, worldwide organizations looking into the prospect of whether or not games produce increased violence in younger children.
You gotta have something to put your finger at, I guess.
So, again, this is only affecting Rhode Island at the moment if it gets passed. Considering the amount of times people have tried to pass something similar to this, I wouldn't be surprised if it did not go through. But we'll see how Rhode Island reacts. And not for the rest of the United States as of this point in time. Jeff's corner.
Oh, you can't just announce my corner here, dude.
You got three. I'm announcing one.
Well, I'm going for all three, dude. It's not like I'm going to pick one and then the other later.
You're gonna do a trifecta Jeff's corner right now?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's time. It's my time to shine, dude.
All right.
Yo, I'm eating carrots. You can tell by the crunchiness.
They can tell.
Yeah, and I'm eating carrots. So let's go with the first one, right? Okay, so this chick at work with this other chick at work.
Hashtag innocent.
No. This isn't innocent flirting. This has nothing to do with innocent flirting. I'll get to that one later. So, there's two chicks at work. You want to eat my hair again?
Yeah, that cat's like best thing in this room right now. This guy's hair. It smells like fish or something.
I should claw his head. It'll make a hair smell better.
There's meat on his head and the hair smells delicious. So therefore, the meat must be delicious.
I'm scared.
When you said that, it just like puts his face in front of yours.
So they're passing around this paper with this challenge of weight loss.
Okay.
For a period of 2 months, A person who loses the most amount of weight. Percentage.
Okay. Body fat.
The largest percentage of weight. Will win. Everybody's paying $100 to do this. Will win the money, right?
Okay.
So as of now, there's 7 people. So I stand to win $600 in 2 months.
Right.
So I think I have an unfair advantage just because I'm the heaviest person in this thing.
But you get a lot more to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So me losing 30% of my weight is a lot easier than them losing 30% of their weight. You see what I'm saying?
No.
No? Isn't it? What if that person weighs 150 pounds?
30% is a much smaller margin.
That's like 40 pounds that they have to lose. It's a lot harder for a person that weighs 150 pounds to lose 40 pounds.
I'm still thinking of body fat. You're right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They would have to go down to 110 pounds, dude. That's a lot more difficult than some dude that weighs like 330.
Borderline unhealthy and probably shouldn't be hitting those numbers.
There's the unfair advantage. There's the unfair advantage, dude. So,
So how many months do you have?
2 months.
Two months?
This started this week, so...
How much are you planning to lose?
My goal that I set for myself was 50 pounds.
I'm trying to remember what the healthy numbers of weight loss are.
So that's
I'm trying to remember if that's a healthy. Don't forget to do some sweating.
It's 9 weeks. It's 9 weeks total.
Right.
So it's like five something pounds a week. Okay. 5 point something a week.
So you're asking me if I want to go running with you?
Will you?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you actually might have better cardio than I do at this point.
I've been doing a lot of kickboxing, man.
Oh, kickboxing,
man. How many times have I told you, dude?
I mean, what's the difference?
Jesus, Taekwondo is like all kicks. Kickboxing is boxing with kicks.
And knees.
And like other stuff.
Like Taiwanese kickboxing? Like leave you bloodied on the corner of the pavement kickboxing?
Well, I mean, like, I suppose so, like yeah.
Like a Don from Street Fighter kickboxing?
Yeah, there's a lot of elbows involved, too. But, yeah. So here's the thing, right? So that was on Monday. Weigh myself on Monday. We all weighed ourselves on Monday. And there's, on Monday, I didn't do anything. Like, I didn't do any kind of exercise. And you know, it's my mentality, dude. Right, all the time, dude. Oh yeah, I'll just start later. You know, I got 2 months to go.
Tell me you about know? It.
And I was just like, and then today I was like, no, I will start today, and I will continue to do this because this is $600 that I could use, or else I lose $100, which is still big to me. Losing $100 is big to me, dude.
Yeah.
And so today, I went outside my apartment complex, and not outside the complex, but you know, like I went into the little sidewalk on the
edge, yeah.
And then I ran circles. I jogged, and then I was surprisingly, I lasted a surprisingly long time.
Damn.
Which I wasn't, you know, I haven't jogged in a while, dude. But I think all that, the kickboxing classes have been helping me out without me even noticing it, dude.
Now, when you say when you jog, because you know, I've in the past, when I've been a heavy set man doing, you know, sports and stuff like that, and then I started out, you know, my jog was the tantamount of somebody speed walking. But for me,
well,
that was a jog.
And it doesn't matter, dude, because you're moving more weight.
Right.
You're doing
more and more.
Essentially, you're doing more work than the person that's you know, half your size, dude. You know, then it makes sense that you would go, that you move slower, but you're, you know, it's still effective.
Right.
No matter how slow you're going, dude, it's what you can do. But, yeah, obviously, I mean, I started out at a fair pace and then, you know, probably slowed to a crawl, at, you know, towards the end to where, like, probably somebody walking was faster than me, you know, but I was still, like, you know, going through the motions, you know, like.
Yeah, no. The important thing
is. Because if you start walking, it's not the same anymore. Like, you know, you got to do that. You got to keep that hopping motion going, you know. It's a lot more, it's a lot more work
for you. Actually, when I was in high school, when we had to do laps and stuff like that, they said if you had to stop because you're going to run, not to walk.
Yeah.
You just stop, take your breath, and just continue running from so you don't, like, finish it off walking or whatever.
It's good advice there.
Of course, you know, arms on top of your head. So you
yeah, can, and my coach says that too.
It clears your airway so you can get more oxygen into your lungs.
Something to head up and, you know, arms behind your head.
Yeah, because, you know, like the breathing tube goes like this, so you need to touch your head up. Yeah, it opens up your chest. You know, this becomes straighter, so more air goes in.
Same thing with CPR. Tilt the head back.
That's true. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing this.
That's why you're eating carrots right now.
I'm doing this. So yesterday, chips. So yeah, actually I ate chips today, but that's not the point. It was tortilla chips, regular tortilla chips, nothing fancy, you know, just regular tortilla chips with salt, a lot of salt. Oh man, sodium intake now. Damn. Mm. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than 22%. Damn. But.
That's okay, as long as you're within the daily value, you're good.
Plus, I'm doing the burning thing, you know. So, yesterday I went to my class, and the coach, you know, like we went through our, you know, technique exercises, and then we did the cardio at the end. And you know, coach is like, because it was the cardio that we did was just continuous. It was a certain set of moves continuously without stopping. You just keep going, you right. Repeat, go, repeat, repeat, right?
Puke in the corner.
Until basically you want to puke in the corner. So, and it was like, it was 25, I think we had to do 25 repetitions of that. So, like, I'm pretty pooped, and then you let the other guy go, you know, and then he's like, all right, just give me 15 push-ups, and then you guys are done. So, you know, I do girl push-ups, you know, I don't have the strength to do, like, real push-ups, a lot of real push-ups. So, and, you know, I do
especially it on my... Especially hard, you have to keep the gut off the ground.
I do it on my knees.
Yeah.
You know? And I try to move my knees further back. You make it a lot.
Have you tried instead of doing it on your knees? I don't know if you guys have anything to do this off of, but if you have like something that raises you off the ground, doing an incline push up, it's a little bit closer to a real push up without than to be on your knees, stuff like that. So it's a bit more of a workout, but not as much stress as being just straight on the ground.
Probably. But
I was just trying that. You might be able to do something a little bit more intermediate.
Well,
you can adjust the incline for the difficulty of the push up.
After I did my 15, though, you know, I turned around and did some crunches. And then the coach was like, all right, Jeff, where to go? You know, like, it's cool. And then after that, I did another set of push-ups. And then I did another set of crunches. And he was like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I was just like, I got to lose some weight, coach. Got to lose some weight, man. And so we started talking about this whole challenge, right? And he was talking about, like, how he went to had a prime rib the other day or whatever. And I was like, oh, man, I love prime rib, man. He's like, well, if you want to lose weight, you can't have no prime rib. And I was like, why don't you guys buy me a prime rib? And he's like, why don't you guys buy me a prime rib if I lose 50 pounds in 2 months? And he was like, if you lose 50 pounds in 2 months, we'll buy you a prime rib. We'll take you out and buy you a prime rib and whatever the hell you want. But if you don't lose the 50 pounds in 2 months, you have to pay $10 for each of one of our lunches to, and there was like five people, so $50.
So you're going to get yourself in debt from...
So
well, here's the... So, yeah, no, no, so I'm in it to win it, you know?
Don't take you to Vegas, is what you're telling me.
No, I ain't going to Vegas, man. I'm just not going to eat. I'm going to eat rice cakes all day.
Rice cakes, those are good.
No, they're not.
You don't like?
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
What you do is you take a rice cake and you put a little bit of peanut butter on it, and then some bananas and some chocolate sprinkles.
Just loaded calories, man.
And protein.
Load that calorie-free.
By peanut butter, I mean the ground peanut butter with no sugar.
Well, Skippy ain't got no sugar.
Skippy's got sugar.
It's got like maybe 2%. No, it doesn't. No, I buy Skippy. It has like 2% sugar of your daily intake per tablespoon.
Honestly, though, is the sugar intake of Skippy peanut butter the most important thing here?
It's not, but I'm just saying, it doesn't... I eat a lot of peanut butter because it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it.
Well, we don't need a 5-minute-long argument about whether Skippy's got sugar, is all I'm saying.
I love Skippy!
Let's move on. Peter Pan's the best.
Crunchy or creamy?
Oh, creamy Peter Pan. You gotta go creamy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Skippy Crunchy, though.
I used to like the crunchy, but now I stick more to the creamy. I don't know. But the crunchy used to be my favorite. Because
you think they're bugs, don't you?
Huh?
You bite into
your... Speaking of bugs, we found bugs in the rice at work today.
No.
Yeah. So yeah. we're cooking the rice, and all these bugs started coming up in the water. And we're like, oh, no. It's like, this is disgusting. So we ended up using it anyway.
We did.
We had to fill out this non-conforming sheet and send it to our vendor saying, give me my money back, you little punks.
Was it like just a whole bunch of types of bugs? Or just like
it's like little weevils.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens when you improperly store it.
Yeah, so they were, I mean, when you first get the rice, they're probably just like in little eggs or something in there.
Yeah.
Because they don't come up, and it's just like later throughout the, you know, storage time that, you know, they start like,
You've been using this rice, probably sending people food out with little weevil eggs in them.
There was probably weevil eggs in the first batches that we cooked, yeah.
Yeah, that's gross.
Because there was no bugs in it. No bugs came up, you know, when you're cooking it or anything like that. But, you know, later on, the same lot, same bags. There they are. So, I mean, it happens, man.
What do you guys do?
It happens a lot with grains, actually. It's not the first time this happened.
Just do like a recall on it or something because of the bugs, or just like
we QA will make the assessment of not using it, so we put a pallet cover on it and we wrap it really tight with a shrink wrap so there's so it's just like, you know, covered
right,
and then we take it outside because we don't want it inside anymore.
Right. No, I'm talking about like if you guys made food with that rice before.
Oh, no recalls.
Okay.
No.
People just get what they get.
I mean, it's not going to kill you, dude.
It's not.
And there's bugs that get into a lot of different food, too.
That's true.
But if somebody picks up something labeled vegan or vegetarian, the last thing they want is bugs in it.
I mean, but it happens. Even
you're going to have... It's going to happen in peanut butter.
All the stuff that says vegan and vegetarian on it probably has some bugs in it.
It's not something you can entirely avoid, dude.
No. But those bugs probably crunched up. And not about to hatch when you microwave your food.
Dude, I'm pretty sure those eggs like get destroyed in boiling water, dude. I'm just saying, man. The bugs are harder, though, because they got hard shells. You know insects, man. They got them exoskeletons and stuff, dude.
You know them exists, man. You know, I ain't saying I'm like a... I was going to try to say like racist, but with insect in there, but I just couldn't... My brain couldn't come up with it. Because I was like, insexist? But that sounds weird.
Insexist.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So.
Specious. I should have gone with specious.
So I stand to lose $150 or win $600 and a prime rib dinner.
All you need to do is drop 50 pounds.
It's 50 pounds in 2 months. 25 pounds a month. About 5 pounds a week. A little over 5 pounds a week.
And then you should probably keep the same diet plan you got going for a while because you don't want to be part of that yo-yo dieting thing.
Carrots, my friend.
You know about yo-yo dieting,
carrots,
right?
Carrots is my answer.
You know what that is?
When you keep going back and forth between dieting and not dieting because you're too extreme with your changes.
Yeah, you know why that's bad, right? You know why that's bad, right?
They say because you end up gaining more weight in the end, but, you know, whatever. I know what I can do. I know I have the willpower to do it, dude. You know, just today it was like, I think it was a good confirmation for me.
It only takes a couple bets.
Dude, money is a great motivator, man. I'm just saying, it really is. And it's not that I'm doing anything unhealthy for it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, in the end, I still win, dude. Because long as I do it in a healthy way.
If you do it in a healthy way.
Which I'm trying to, and you know, I'm not going to starve myself. I'm switching my food types. You know, trying to eat more carrots, less chips. You know, having like 3 bars of chocolate instead of 6. You know.
But they have nuts in them instead of just pure chocolate.
So they're healthier. You know what I mean? Chocolate with almonds.
I mean, the Milky Way has air in it, so it's not like I'm eating a full chocolate bar.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like there's crisps, right? Like the little, like that,
Like the crunch crisps?
Yeah, like, you know, there's like, they're so light, dude. It's like, there's not even really any calories in it.
Right, no.
So that's that. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the next thing, right? We'll talk about innocent flirting last. We'll leave that one for last.
Okay.
That one's always the best, right?
Hashtag innocent flirting. Yeah. Feel free to write in as the story progresses. Let us know your opinions on Jeff's innocent flirting.
So, so I get home. Well, no. This is still at work. It still happened at work. So, I get a call from one of my vendors, and it was like, "Hey, we're supposed to pick up seven buckets of feta cheese."
Feta cheese.
And I was just like, "Oh my god, you are so right," and they're not here. And so I went down to the kitchen. And I was like,
"Did you have like a Sherlock moment, or you're seeing like, okay, seven cases of feta cheeses, needed to pick those up, but they're not in the warehouse. Oh wait, I'm putting the pieces together. We didn't pick them up."
I think it went faster than that, a lot faster than that. But I go down to talk to the kitchen, and I was like, just for whatever reason, and I knew what the answer was. But for whatever reason, I went to ask them, "Hey, do you guys have enough feta cheese for the last batch?" And they're like, "No, we checked the walk-in and there's no feta cheese there." And number one, I was mad because they didn't tell me that. You know, they should have told me that a long time ago. Hmm. When they knew there wasn't enough, they should have told me that, dude. That's number one. But it's not entirely their fault. So, you know, it's more of my fault, honestly. So I have my vendors like, "Dude, you gotta make this happen. You gotta call somebody there and let me pick up those seven buckets." And he's like, "Oh my god." I was like, "All right." So, you know, he's calling people, and I guess I'm not getting any answer. 45 minutes go by, and you know, it's like 5:30 by this point. You know, and I text him, "Hey, you know, anything?" And he was like, "You know, our VP of sales is okay with it, but I just can't get in contact with anybody there." And I was just like, "Oh my god, come on!" It's like, "Let me know." So I told my driver, "Dude, just stay till 6. You know, if I don't call you by 6, you know, just go ahead and go home." And so I left. You know, and I'm on call. So I decided to get, you know, this is the first day I'm gonna go for a jog. So I'm going for a jog, right? I went for a jog, came back, ate some dinner, and then I was going to take a shower and come here. Then I get a call. "Hey, got in contact with somebody. Let's do this." And I was like, "Cool, dude." So it was like 6:40-something? 7 o'clock? I think it was like 7 o'clock or something like that. So I'm calling my driver, right? And I was like, it was like, you know, it wasn't that much longer, you know, like, or that much, there wasn't that much time that passed from the time he left work. So I'm calling him and he's not answering. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to go. So he's not answering. You know, I text him. I kept calling him, dude, and it's just not answering. So I'm just like, "Oh, dude, I have to go." So I call the kitchen manager, and I was like, "Dude, are you guys still able to make the last batch? Is it too late to make the last batch?" He said, "We're going to get out of here really late if we make it now." And I was like, "So tell me, yes or no. Because I can go pick up the feta, but I need you to let me know if you're actually going to make it or not." You know, and it was like, and he went off to talk to somebody, and they're like, yeah, we're going to make it. And I was kind of hoping he'd say no.
Right.
But he didn't say no.
Trying to pass that blame.
So I go over there, Capitola, and cool thing was that they were just sitting out there, and they were just ready for me to pick up. There was no invoice because there was nobody to make an invoice, and I talked to one of the guys in there. I was like, "Hey, is there an invoice for this?" And he's like, "Uh-huh." I was like, "Oh, right, you little jerk, dude. What kind of answer is that, man?" It's kind of one of those, like, I just work here, man. I don't know
nothing. It's like, "Dude, I was supposed to be off like an hour ago. My boss said I had to stay for somebody to pick up some feta cheese. So get it in your car, because I want to go home."
It might have been that guy who picked it, because he wasn't an order picker, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was kind of annoying. So I go take it to work. When I come back, I was like, you know, I went for a jog, and I was really sweaty. should probably take a shower before I go here.
Alright.
Yeah. So I decided to not come straight from work, which was the initial text. I was going to go to work and then come straight here, but I decided I needed to take a shower. So the cat could claw my head.
Good call.
Now, here's the juicy part. Right?
Juicy.
So, innocent flirting.
Hashtag innocent flirting.
Was having a really bad day at work.
Okay. So we're just calling her innocent flirting.
Now it's innocent flirting. Yeah, that is her new name.
Okay.
So innocent flirting was when I
dude actually that would be a great Twitter handle. I wonder, it's probably out there. At innocent flirting.
Oh, check it out. Someone just stole it.
Yeah, somebody just.
I know this podcast isn't out yet, but somebody just stole it, dude.
That would be me.
So, when I came back from my first pickup at Coast Produce, there was innocent flirting talking to one of her workers, and so I went over there because he was standing next to my new car, and I was just like, hey man, can you like move away from my car, you know, just messing around, right? And then I looked at innocent flirting, and her face did not look very, very good. And you could tell, like, she was just, I thought maybe she was even crying. You know, I'm not sure, but... So I ended up texting her and saying, hey, you know what would help? It was like, you sing a song, record a song. Because she likes singing. Like myself, I love singing. I sing all the damn time.
Okay.
And I do a lot of karaoke stuff. I've been doing a lot of karaoke stuff lately. You know, I've always had a thing about singing, right?
You also sound like a Disney movie.
No, I don't!
You know, we'll turn that frown upside down, my dear. A little song and dance.
So she actually got a gift of like a whole recording thing. Like a PC and a program and like a mic and headphones and like all this like recording things, right? And so,
nobody has it.
Nobody has it.
We need to take this. Go make a Twitter account. Just find some random email. Make a Twitter account for that, please.
Hi.
Okay. We're just stealing an account for no reason. We're not stealing it.
We're jumping on it.
Yeah. For no reason. Real reason.
You're gonna run this, and you're gonna put all your instant flirting stories on this.
You know what? That's a good idea, dude.
What name are we doing?
Innocent flirting.
No. What name? You have to put a real name.
Oh.
Or a internet name.
An Uncorked Gamer sub company.
I don't know. Just put Jeff's name.
You said I don't know. That's the winner.
All right.
So I told her, you know what? That's a good stress reliever. Just sing a song. Or record a song. Not sing a song. Record a song.
Disney Channel.
So, and she was like, you know, that's, and you know, I wanted to talk to you about that too. And she's like, but you're right. You know, like, that'll probably help me, my stress levels, you know, go down. And I was like, oh, what? Me record a song for you? Sure, I'll do that. You know, just kind of messing around. But not really. You know, it was half messing around, half not. Because I was like, yeah, I could record a song. I recorded a rap song, by the way, a long time ago. I don't know if you heard it. Have I? No, you have not. I got to dig it up, dude.
Yeah, we got to put it on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll put it on the podcast, man.
It's not copyrighted. It's my own song. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote the song a long time ago, dude. Like, it's I've had it forever, dude. The beat is not mine, though. The beat I got from a YouTube video. And I don't remember, like, I just don't remember what video it would be. You know, like, I don't remember the name of it or anything like that, but it's just the beat, and, you know, I'm just saying to that song, to that music. I'll have to dig it up and bring it over, dude. So she was like, okay, I have a better idea. I pick a song for you to record for me, and you pick a song for me to record for you.
Oh, jeez.
Innocent flirting, bruh. Innocent flirting.
Innocent mixtape making.
And she was like, so you probably want like a hard rock song, right? And I was like, no, you pick any song you want. I will learn it and record it for you. And I was like, it's going to take me a little while.
I heard a recording studio thing that you got?
No, no, no. Me on my computer. That's, I mean, that's, I got a mic and a...
Okay, so you're going to be singing the song on your computer. The sappy, you know, probably some sappy love song or whatever. Your family's going to be like, Dad, what are you doing? And you'd be like, oh, sing a song for a girl at work.
Who the hell says it's a sappy love song, dude? You're saying that. You don't know. You don't know that.
Do you know it?
No, I don't know
it. Yeah, that's right.
But it's not a sappy... No, I know what the song is now because I was sent the link.
Oh, okay. What's it called? Who sings
hold
it?
Hold on. DN? DF? VF? NF?
NoFX? No.
No, that's not NoFX.
NF?
The song's called Paralyzed. NF, dude. I don't know.
That's some dude? Okay.
Yeah, some dude.
Alright.
NF, that's the dude's name.
It's gonna be some screamo song, you know, just gonna laugh.
Who's on actually tour. He's going to the San Francisco Masonic March 9th.
Alright. What ifs?
So that's the song I have to learn, and I've yet to pick one for her. But since we're going off of favorite songs, and I'm gonna pick one of my favorite songs then for her.
Oh, you're gonna pick a song from the one anime with the
That's not my favorite. Oh, what's that one song from
what's the anime called?
No.
The guy has like the spider legs power thing. And they eat
Bleach?
No. And the ghouls.
Bleach?
No.
The name Innocent Flirting is too long to
Tokyo Ghoul?
Username.
Oh, Tokyo Ghoul, yeah. That's why nobody has Innocent Flirting. It's too long.
No, it's not.
It's one letter too long.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. I can take out an N.
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. See if that's taken. That might be taken.
Damn.
Okay, yeah, Tokyo Ghoul, you can make it.
That's not taken.
Alright, take it.
Why not?
I mean, for your stories, man. This is going to be your outside contribution to the podcast.
All right, so let me see here if I missed something, because I don't think I did.
I know you missed a story that you haven't told the audience. I know about it, and Gail knows about it, but you haven't told the story of your birthday innocent flirting.
My birthday innocent flirting.
Somebody took you out to a meal.
I didn't talk about that?
No, because that was in between podcasts. This happened.
Was it?
Your birthday was what, like this weekend or something?
Friday?
Like that?
Friday.
We record on Wednesday.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's how time works.
Wait, I heard about this one.
On your stream.
May not have
been. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That is right. I remember that now. Okay, fine. Fine, it's more than a trifecta now, dude.
Got caught. Trying to hide your innocent flirting. No, sir.
So, okay, fine. So, on my birthday, you know, and I was already going to lunch, right? And then I saw innocent flirting. And she was like, hey, where are you going? I was like, out. And he was like, well, I wanted to take you out to lunch. I was like, oh, I'm going to lunch right now. And he's like, oh. Well, who are you going with? And I was like, nobody. He was like, what? No. You can't just go alone to lunch on your birthday. It's like, I'm going to buy you lunch. Where do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know. Wherever you want to go, it's fine.
Oh.
And she was like, no. Where do you want to go? And I was just like, Applebee's? And
really?
She was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So Applebee's got this this brunch burger. That's a fried egg in the burger. It's like, it's really bad. It is the worst thing I could ever eat.
Nothing you're going to have in the next 2 months.
But it's my birthday! So, oh my god, that burger's actually pretty damn good, dude.
Nope, 2 months. Can't touch it.
So, you know, like, I got taken out for lunch. And we
in your car with lots of space.
No, in her truck.
Oh, she drove. Okay. Yeah.
So she drove me, you know, bought me lunch, and had a couple drinks. at the Applebee's because we sat at the bar. Innocent drinks, completely innocent. Nothing to do with
the bar. There's no table between you two that you can hide things with. So safe so far.
So after that, you know, here's the funny part, right? Here's the funny part. So I noticed she's like, I'm gonna go all out. I'm buying myself a nice juicy steak. So she got this, like, I don't know, 9 ounce like steak or something. I forgot what kind it was. And she didn't finish it. And I was like, hey, you know I got no shame, right? And she's like, okay. And I was like, you gonna eat that? She's like, go ahead, man. It's your birthday, man. You just eat whatever you want. So I ate it. I ate the rest of her steak. Besides eating that burger and fries. Good, man. Oh, that was good. So then she's like, all right, we're going to go to the bakery and get you a cake. At first she's like, you have to close your eyes because you can't see your cake. But then she like told me to pick it out.
So it's like a slice of cake she meant, right?
No, like a cake. Well, I mean, it was to share. And it wasn't okay. Just, yeah.
I was like, she's not doing you any favors, man.
So we bought the, we ended up buying the cake. And, you know, we go back to work. And there she, you know, she told everybody, hey, we're going to have some cake. And, you know, Jeff's birthday. She told everybody. Apparently, it was the first time we finished the cake out of all the birthdays that we celebrate there. Like, this is the first time that we've actually finished the cake. Like, there's always so much leftovers, right? And it was cool, you know. It was nice.
It was like a sheet cake or like a round cake?
It was like a quarter sheet.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it was a banana in it. So, it was a good cake, man.
I thought you didn't like banana.
No, I love banana.
Oh, okay.
I love sliced bananas in my cake, like actual bananas, and strawberries. Okay. Strawberries and bananas, those are my thing, man. Not the custard. I don't like the bananas with the custard, banana custard thing.
Okay.
Like bananas, dude.
So you don't like banana flavoring, you just like banana.
I like bananas in my cake. Slices of damn bananas, man.
You got that? Alright.
Bananas.
Banana.
So after that, you know, I'm chilling at my desk. I got my headphones on.
Do you have to wear headphones at work?
Oh, I can't. I'm at my desk. Who cares? My cubicle, man. I don't usually have them both ears covered. But,
emergencies. Yeah. Yada, yada.
But, so then my daughter shows up with balloons and another cake. And everybody's like, oh my God. And I was just like, holy crap, dude. Like, what is this?
I gotta take my pills.
Like, she wouldn't. There's, I mean, just for her to do that was so surprising to me.
Right.
Like, so surprising, dude. And then it was just like, and everybody's just like, oh my God. And then one of the ladies up there is like, I gotta take a picture of this. You know, go with your dad. And she was like, it was all about it, dude. And, like, she took a picture and sent it to me. And, you know, got me some balloons and stuff. And
that's cool. And you obviously, your wife was there that brought your daughter over.
No, she stayed in the car. She just told my daughter to go.
Huh.
Yeah. My wife is always the one, like, bringing me stuff, dude. But this time around, like, it was just the daughter. Like, and I think she did that on purpose.
Right.
Because my daughter never does that, dude. Never, ever, ever.
Also, why is this warehouse letting children run around instead of them?
I'm sure they knew once they opened that door, it was like, oh, this is for Jeff.
Right. Yeah.
But, that was cool. Like, it actually made me cry. Because it was just so unexpected, and especially from her. Like, it was just this.
Is eldest or youngest?
The eldest.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and she was like, are you going to cry? She actually asked me that. And I was just like, no. But I was pretty close, dude.
You were
not close. On the verge, but close, you know. And but it was really nice, dude. And then so yeah, innocent flirting.
So that's when you had to like quickly cancel your plans. Innocent flirting, like, you know what, I just can't do this today. You know, just
no, me there ain't no plans.
How important family was.
No plans, man. Why you gotta make up stuff, dude? Why you gotta do that?
Because then you do that nervous laughter, man. It makes me laugh.
When I get nervous, I eat carrots, dude. but yeah. So, you know, she took me out for my birthday lunch, you know. It's fine. It's innocent.
Bought you whatever you... No, yeah, that was...
And then we're going to record songs for each other.
Yeah, and then you're going to totally record innocent. Songs. Now, actually, I'm not sure if you mentioned this in the story earlier. Did you mention why she was upset? Did you find that out?
Why she was upset?
Yeah, because she said she got, like, a recording thing and she was upset. That's all I recall.
I know that generally why she was upset.
Okay. Unmentionable.
Well, when I saw her talking to the other person, and I noticed that she was, like, really upset, I backed off from that situation. Because I knew I could text her later, so that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I just left them to talk, you know, I was just like, I'm the third wheel right now, so.
Got it.
And she didn't seem to really want to talk to two people at that time, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
50 pounds, man. 50 pounds in 2 months.
50 pounds in 2 months, dude. Yep.
Gotta get it.
Doing it.
Now, the game Moss came out recently. And as you all know, there was one person in this room that was very excited about that game.
Setting up your profiles here.
She streamed it on the Twitch channel, which you're going to get back on that, man?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. And
I'll probably choose like a Sunday, though.
That's fine. Take it. And she beat it on the stream, so she's here to give her review. That's right, the cat.
The cat gave it two meows.
The cat gave it two meows.
Cat's trying to steal out of my three. Chocolate chips. Nope, that was a fourth meow.
So give your review, Moss, Gail.
Everybody needs to play it.
Just get close.
That's pretty much the review, is everybody plays it.
Here, just take my seat. You can't just say everybody needs. That's not what a review is.
That's how most internet reviews I see.
Yeah, talk about the graphics.
Look, Zelda comes out. Everybody must
the
play
The
gameplay, it.
The soundtrack, the narrative, all the game things.
So the soundtrack reminds me of Night of the Rabbit.
No, you can't say it reminds
the
you of
story,
games that he hasn't heard of.
The story reminds me of Mouse Guard and Redwall.
I remember Mouse Guard. That's the other one you were playing on PC, right?
No, that's Ghost of a Tale.
Oh, damn it. Okay. You play all these games
and
I don't know any of them.
The art style kind of reminds me of Hob. Which none of that is going to make any sense to anybody else. But, no, the game's really fun. You pretty much play... What the game refers to you as the reader... Because you are a person reading the story and also helping with the story as you go. So it's broken up between chapters, and you start on this library area, and then you go into the story with Quill, the little mouse, and you help her do some platforming and fight the little, not robots, like, they're like automaton bugs. They're like little mechanical bugs and crabs and things. And then you do some platforming, doing some puzzling, fight some little creatures. Apparently there's a trophy for doing it without dying.
The whole game?
Yeah.
You do that?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
I am notoriously bad at that, but it has a platinum, so I have to do it.
I mean, like you need to do it for Unravel. Is it like Unravel where you can do it the chapters without dying?
I don't know. As far as I looked up the trophies a little bit ago. I don't know. There's not a lot of trophy information out yet from people playing the game. It's really fun. So what I played is part one. There's more parts coming out later. So.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, right? That's what I said. When I said like end of book one, I was like, wait, what does that mean?
It means end of book one. There's book two.
So it took you about how long to play through the game?
Excluding the stream where I went back and just did random junk. 5 to 6 hours.
Alright. I don't know, that's this game. That's every VR platformer. Why does it have to be in VR?
Because if you just sit there still... You miss out on the depth and some of the ways to get through the puzzles.
Right, but why couldn't they have just made this a regular game with the camera behind Quill or something?
You'd lose out. You can
say that about every game, though.
I mean, you can't...
Yeah, you can.
There's a reason for VR, I feel like, in first-person experiences. I don't understand why the side-scroller, the left-to-right side-scroller, is such a big deal in VR.
This one's not a left-to-right side-scroller, though.
I was going to ask, right?
It is... In the sense that you usually enter the screen on the left-hand side and then exit on the right-hand side. Usually. But the platforming goes in and out, has depth. And you go up and down, in and out, and you also go back and forth. And also there's like little... It's more of the connection with the character is what... Like, I should say the main driving point for it being in VR is... Like, when I played... When I played Never Alone, sure, I felt connected to the character, but you're not there with the character. In Moss, you are there with the character. Like, the first time that mouse gets hurt, and you see her, you hear her whimper, and you see her get hurt, and you just go, oh, this thing is actually hurt, and then you can actually heal it? You're connected to the character.
So that's what I was looking at, because the trophy screen is up right now for this game. And I was seeing, startle Quill from behind, give Quill a high five. I was you interact with the character.
Oh, then. You totally interact with her.
So you're not just reading a story. You're actually part of the story.
Oh, and the other thing
as a viewer.
Yeah. So,
the force.
At one point... Quill just looks, there's something, I'm not going to spoil stuff, but there's something going on screen, and Quill just, she's there, she's scared, and she looks up at you, and she signs, in American Sign Language, can you help me? And you just, like, I know sign language, so I see that, and I go, oh dear. This mouse needs help.
Dude, that sounds pretty cool, dude.
So.
This is a VR game you should be able to play because you are not causing locomotion.
Yeah, so the other thing is between...
You're a God-eyes view.
It is done in sections. So there's a bunch of different levels in each chapter. And between the chapters, it fades to white and you're back in the library and you flip through some of the story. We actually turn the pages of the book. And then between each stage in the chapters, it fades to black. So it fades to black and you're on the next stage. So there isn't like you're zooming back and forth moving around. Of which I also played the Last Guardian VR demo today. It is amazing.
You wanna play that, don't you?
It is, yeah.
Maybe
you right. Yeah. That is a
long 15 minutes.
I'm just gonna Trico is a large creature. There is no one in their right mind should ever be near a creature that large that acts like a kitten. Like, that thing, I dropped one of the bomb things and it nearly ate me. I mean, yeah.
So yeah, you get to feed Trico, dude.
You know, like, I was hearing from the game, playing that game, was the character calls him, like, Turico. Like, it's not read as Trico, you know, like, it's not supposed to be Trico, it's like Turico. More of a kind of Japanese kind of feel to it.
Well, it is made-up Japanese language.
Much like Monster Hunter.
But it was, I heard there's, like, a new beast in Monster Hunter, too.
It's not out yet.
Okay.
Devil Joe is coming. I do have an Aloy Alpha from Horizon Zero Dawn now, so I can run around looking like Aloy.
We fought a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And Jeanette, yeah.
Like, we could run under this thing. It was giant. No, but Moss, I would say, is everything I wanted from that game. So, you know.
It's a cute little mouse. Like, I mean, come on.
It's like five smiley faces. So, we're good.
Well, I mean, most of the internet would seem to agree. The reviews have been in the 80s and stuff like that. 8 out of 10 and stuff like that. I think that's this current Metacritic was like around 80-something. People have been loving Moss. Some people have been going so far as to say this is the next step that VR has been needing to take.
It does. It is a game that feels right in VR.
But you seem to disagree with it.
No.
He hasn't played. He's just seen it. He hasn't played it yet.
Okay. No, I'm just putting the question out that I assume other people are asking.
Well, I assume because you were questioning like that, you.
Well, I mean, Somebody's got to be able to ask the questions that the audience is thinking.
No, it's understandable. I've played some games, like, there's absolutely no reason Thumper needs to be in VR.
And it's not anymore.
It's not. But there's absolutely no reason for it to be VR. It doesn't actually make you feel more immersive, per se.
And are that other game that hasn't come out, the Star Child or something like that?
Like, that one, I'm not sure if Star Child needs to be in VR, but I also...
But the demo's also only 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm reserving final judgment to when I finally get the game, because I really want that one, too. So, yeah. Moss is really good. I'm now desperately waiting for book two.
And I'm desperately waiting for the book one of Final Fantasy VII remake.
I feel like we need, like, the cymbal drum there.
Hey, they did do an update about it, though. Cloud's hair is going to look more like his hair in Final Fantasy VII original. They decided that his hair is going to be a little bit more out there. A little less conservative. There you go. There's your less update.
Conservative. Okay.
Because I think they were going for the Advent Children hairstyle. Mm. Where the spikes are, like, barely noticeable and stuff like that. But, you know, they said, like, you know, no, we're going to go full spikes. Yeah, we're going to... Balls to the walls with his hair. It's taking us... We have to delay it 5 more months because we're changing his hair.
So that game is all about the hair now.
It's always been about the hair, man. You've seen those J K-pop bands?
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually reminded me that Sega had a bit of a fluff up.
Oh yeah, the demo, right?
Yeah, the demo. So
for, they released Yakuza 6.
They released a demo for Yakuza 6. People are noticing this is a freaking huge demo, 36 gigabyte demo. And then Sega pulled the demo off of the United States servers. So apparently still up in Japan and the UK. Well, they pulled the US demo off of the US PlayStation Store because people had figured out that you could unlock the full game without buying it, because the demo was the full game with, like, a segment, the demo portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, hey, wait a second, I just play the full game. Not the first time something like this has happened. This happened in the past.
This happened at PlayStation Experience with Last Guardian.
Did it really?
Yeah. You were playing it. And they said something about you, hey, should we let her keep playing?
Oh,
well, that was the full game. That wasn't a demo.
I was saying, though.
You, like, have to take home.
People assume it's not a full game.
Yeah, apparently I got too far in the demo.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, let's get her off of there. Let's get her off of there right now. She's going to beat the game.
I mean, they did give me 20 minutes, and I am very fast at puzzles.
No, but the one I'm thinking of, I believe it was a PSP game, something like that. They released a demo for, I think it was one of the Valhalla Knight games that was, like, came out on the PSP or something like that. I think it might have been the third one. They released a demo for it, and then people were like, oh, well, no, that's the full game. That is not a demo. You put the wrong file in that release. This is not the demo file. This is the full game file.
Well, maybe some people... I'm assuming some people finished the game. And that's how they found out.
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably somebody must have posted it somewhere.
People probably posted it up on YouTube. Like, hey, this is actually the full game, guys. Get it while you can.
I just finished the game for free.
Fortunately, I did not know about it until after they took it down. Which goes to show, just download every demo that's on the PlayStation Store, because you never know which one's going to be the full game.
Especially if it's, like, big file, dude.
Yeah.
If it's a huge file, then you know what's up.
Yeah, if you see reports people saying, man, this demo's huge, just download it. It might be the full game.
And then all you have to do is disconnect from the internet, and you have the full game.
Yeah. Also, Humble Bundle is doing a bundle for the first week of the release of the game, which is currently out. It's on PC. It's called Into the Breach. It's from developers of Faster Than Light, FTL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you buy Into the Breach...
I don't know about that game. Not my type. Just saying.
People love it. 9 scores everywhere, pretty much. But if you buy Into the Breach off the Humble Store, you also get a free copy of FTL if you haven't played that yet.
Okay.
And some things of interest I thought people might like to know.
Okay.
But let's do the Uncork Gamers.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Question of the week. Yeah, dude, sit back down. Question is, what is your favorite video game minigame? We got Billiam from Future Flix writing to say, Triple Triad from Final Fantasy VIII. You just gotta keep that random rule from spreading, and you're fine. And Uncork Gamer Superfan Albie Dang writes it and say, I like when I break up that dude's car in Street Fighter 2. And he's like, oh, my car. Wait, that could be Final Fight. Either way, he sounds dumb. I like dumb stuff.
Albie Dang. That's for damn sure.
You can't fake that. Can't fake it.
You cannot.
Let me double check the Facebooks. Man, I wish this thing would load faster. I wish there was a way I could just click right into the page without having to like go through the menus. You know what I'm saying, like, you know, get your game right.
Preload it and have it on a separate tab.
Then my phone like acts all weird because Facebook takes up so many resources. It's ridiculous.
Someone's upset.
Oh, well, apparently it looks like it didn't post to the Facebook. So there you go. So that's our responses this week. My bad. If you're on Facebook and you're like, hey, I want to answer that question, which answer it when they post the next question. They put like, plus last, I'll put them both in one post. There. Bam. Settled. Alright? I'm sorry. I got problems. So what's your favorite video game in the game?
Okay. I'm going to base this off the game that I played the most, I think.
Okay. I think that's what I'm going to be basing mine off of.
So, one of the games that I love playing as a mini game was the card game in Mario 3. Where you flip the cards and, you know, you have to match the cards.
Right, because you like gambling.
You get the prizes if you match them. And, you know, that was really fun. But the one that I played the most, and I enjoyed a lot, was Final Fantasy X's underwater soccer game. I forgot what the hell it's called. Blitzball. Blitzball?
I think it's Blitzball.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, why not? Let's go with Blitzball. So, and the cool thing about this is that you can go around the world and recruit people. And some of these people were, like, really good at the game. And, you know, like, other people were garbage and stuff. But you can go, like, and recruit a ton of people to your team. You know, and it was cool. I think there was a limit of how many you could have at any time. You'd have to give up some players to get another one. But it was a fun game, dude.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Another one I'm going to go with is, again, you know, so many games that it's hard for me to remember them all. But the one... The six out of my mind is a minigame that I spent a lot of time with and enjoyed playing multiple times. Even though it's technically not one you can play multiple times, I don't think. Actually, I think you might be able to tell. Yeah, you can play it later on. Is the motorcycle fight from Final Fantasy VII.
Motorcycle fight?
When you're escaping Shinran, you're on the motorcycle and you're just like slashing your sword left and right.
Oh, the arcade game.
It shows up in the arcade, but it's actually a story. Part of the story.
Yeah, it's part of the story at first, yeah, and then it shows up later in
the golden saucer. But I just remember that being a game that's just kind of like a mini game that's kind of stuck with me for some reason. Like, I feel like I played that one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I played that one multiple times. Yeah, no, I definitely played it multiple times, stuff like that. I mean,
there was a ghost roller coaster one there too.
Yeah.
And there's a basketball, the little basketball game.
Yeah, and there's the snowboarding
section. That's where you get all the points, dude. That little basketball game, that's where you get all the points, dude.
And you need the points to get Omni Slash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can go, I mean, every certain amount of shots, it asks you double or nothing. And you're like, and you just go for it, dude. Double, let's do this. You gotta be really good.
You are into gambling.
Yeah. It was the quickest way to get it, dude.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite mini game?
I do. Quartets from Night of the Rabbit. It's like a variation of Go Fish. It's kind of like Go Fish, but it's really fun. And there's, once again, a trophy attached to this one, so I played lots of it, and I actually really enjoy it. And I want the deck of cards from that game because it's really pretty.
What game was this?
Night of the Rabbits, a point-and-click adventure where you're a little magician boy.
Of course.
Like, I have streamed it multiple times.
I've probably seen it at some point.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. It's by the same company that made Deponia and like almost all the other stuff from that genre. All the other point-and-clicker adventure games of the era.
From, like, Germany, right?
I think they're...
Is that a German company?
It might be German.
I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
One of the big point-and-click people right now is, like, a German company.
Hmm.
But, yeah, no. But, yeah, Tetra... Triple Try or whatever it was from Final Fantasy VIII. That was also pretty fun. Although I didn't get anywhere near as far into it as most of the people I know that got into that game.
Just like to say, the biggest minigame ever is fishing in any RPG.
No, worst minigame ever. Or
just Zelda?
Just fishing in, like, any game.
The only game... And I know that I'm gonna trigger the internet right now. I'm gonna set the souls of any of our fans ablaze right now. The only fishing minigame that I actually had any fun with was the one...
Zelda!
From Sonic Adventures. Big Sakat.
That was... What?
Actually,
from Sonic Adventures?
Yeah, because you have to play as these characters. So you play as Rose, you play as Biggs. Biggs' level is pretty much you just fishing. And you have to get smaller fish to gain weight so you can catch bigger fish. To be able to pull them, stuff like that. And that was actually a pretty decent fishing minigame, even though it was his entire storyline. So, I'm calling it a minigame.
I don't know. I like the fishing in Yonder.
Fishing is just bad, because you can't see the fish bite it. But that game, you can see it, because you've seen it from the eye of, like, the bob. So if it goes down a certain depth, your camera goes down a certain depth, so you can see the fish bite it, and you're like, all right, cool, I'm going to pull it.
Fishing in Monster Hunter is pretty good.
No, fishing in...
Zelda.
No.
Gives you feedback, man, on the controller.
Lots of fishing games give you
best
feedback.
Best fishing game is the handheld, little, stupid, like, buy it at CVS Bass Pro fishing game.
You're talking about those, like, electronic...
Yeah, it has, like,
oh my
one
God.
Button.
Yeah.
It has, like, one button, and you actually have to physically cast with this stupid little plastic fishing rod. Yeah. It has a little screen, and it just has, like, little block
fish. I used to buy a lot of those, like, Tiger games.
My grandma has
so many of these things.
They were so bad.
They're fun, dude.
They were fun, but they were actually not great games.
No, because it was, like, it was just, like, a... I mean, all you had to do is just push, like, a button, and...
Yeah.
Or move here and there, like move back and
forth. They were like the same games,
kind of like
different Frogger skins.
Kind of type of mechanics, you know?
Yeah. All right, what's our new question of the week?
What game were you talked into buying, but you didn't actually enjoy? Or talked into playing, but you didn't actually enjoy?
Question.
Right.
Just to clarify.
Does
it have to be a person that talked to you, someone you know?
No, I'm just saying what game. Like, sure. It could be the...
Me, it could have been like... It could be I read an article in a magazine.
It could be hype and media told you that this is the best game ever, and you bought it, and you went, this game sucks.
What game were you hyped into and were disappointed with?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Because I have the answer already. I know the answer to that question. Oh my god, I know the answer to that question.
Oh, one more thing. Bloodstained, they put out their monthly update. The orchestral music is done.
No. What?
The music, the orchestral soundtrack, they're done. They're done recording it. I mean, they're still probably editing it, whatever. But, I mean, that's some progress right there.
Yeah? Where's the date? I want the date. Give me the date.
This year. And they're also coming out with a new demo soon. A longer demo.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, she's being really grumpy right now.
She's trying to get my chocolate chips.
So we're coming out with the new demo for the backers. On Steam.
So's the vegan. The vegan's trying to eat the chocolate chips.
All backers are going to get a Steam copy of the new demo. So you can play it and stuff like that. It's going to be a longer demo than the previous one.
Damn it, I keep forgetting to do that.
Well, just wait for the new demo.
No. Well, I want to see if it was my computer or not. That... couldn't run the game because it was running really slow.
Yeah, because it was running slow on mine, too. Yeah.
I got a beefed up computer, and we talked about this plenty of times.
Yeah.
At least twice. And when, I still haven't done it.
When are you going to come over and play 20XX with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forget you could play that.
Yeah, I have access to it.
Notice how I say you didn't... them say that you have that.
No, it's totally legit and legal, though.
It is.
All right, thanks everybody for listening. Send in your questions, send in your comments, and send in everything you want to know about us to UncoreGamers@gmail.com or hit us up on the Twitter @UncoreGamers. Don't forget the hashtag #InnocentFlirting so you can leave your comments on whether or not you think. What do you think?
Did we take Innocent Flirting?
Jeff's
Innocent. Did we have it? Do we have it?
Yes, we have that one.
Yeah. What do you think of Jeff's Innocent Flirting stories and how innocent they are to you on a personal level? Maybe you've had some experience with somebody innocent flirting behind your back.
Can I get the login information for that?
Yep, but okay. Not while we're recording.
So that's going to be @InnocentFlirting, I-N-O-C-E-N-T, flirting.
It was only one N because it wasn't real innocent. I mean, no, that's not what I meant to say. Damn it.
Don't forget to write reviews, hate it or love it.
I meant to say it wasn't real flirting.
Hate it or love it, write your review. If there's not too many of them, we'll be able to read them on the next podcast that they're written after. And, you know, give us those ratings. Tell people you like it. We're looking into putting them up on YouTube as just an audio video for giving people even more options of listening and leaving comments and stuff like that, a little bit more control. Because I can't access the iTunes account because it's not mine.
So just so you guys know, this innocent flirting thing is going to be throughout the years. It's not just going to be like a current innocent flirting thing. It's going to be all the innocent flirtings that have happened.
Aw, man, I just finished another game.
All right. Sounds good.
Because then I would run out of content real quick if it was current. Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to let people know if it's the current one, though, that they're listening on the podcast?
They don't need to know.
All right.
They don't need to know where it happened, when it happened, who it happened to.
You should leave it up to your imagination.
It's going to be, it happened. Trust me, it happened.
Are you going to have you're going to edit out some text messages you might have, if you have any old ones from back in the day, or like messenger chats or something like that? You can throw up there?
No.
None of them are appropriate.
No. I'm not doing any of that.
No, but you can black out the names.
I can. You're right.
But he said he's not.
I'm not going to do that. I don't trust myself with being 100% accurate with blacking out things. So
somebody's going to download it and just be able to undo what you did? Is that what you're worried about?
I'm just not going to do it. Not going to do that. And I think I should. I think I might have some really old ones on here, or maybe not because
of this. Maybe you could just retype them.
I mean, I could do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So people can see the
I'm not putting any phone images on there. Yeah.
All right.
It's not happening.
Fair enough. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you all next week on the Encore Gamers.